What good thing is going to come out of this? Have you ever asked that question? To be honest, I ask that quite often. I mean, seriously, we can't understand half of what happened yesterday. Today often looks bleak, and tomorrow we have no control over at all. God, what good thing are you working out of all this in my life? It's an honest and very authentic question that God is not afraid of. For me, I always come back to where I find my rest. Psalm 46:10 reminds me daily, "Be still and know that I am God." When I still my anxious thoughts, I recenter my focus on the one who holds it all. In that place, I find rest. No, I may not know how God is going to work things out in my story for my good, but I trust He has a plan. And as I now look back on my life, I can begin to see all the good that has come from broken and hard places. We see God move and work things for good in the lives of women throughout Scripture. That's my focus this month. While the chapters and stories of our lives may look different, the emotions, fears, failures, and grace encounters are the same. Today, I wanted to talk about the widow of Nain we read about in Luke chapter 7. The little glimpse we get into her life is life-changing, to say the least. Already a widow, her only son had died. This sealed her fate for the future. A woman in that culture without a husband or a son could easily end up in utter poverty. While facing a grim future, everything was about to change. Jesus and many of his disciples entered into Nain, the city she lived. Now imagine Jesus with his group of disciples entering into the city gate, which was probably somewhat busy and crowded. In the bustle of it all, a funeral procession is passing by. A large crowd from the city was with this widow. So again, lots of people around, right? The perfect setting for something good to happen, don't you think? Luke 7:13. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So he who was dead sat up and began to speak. And he presented him to his mother. Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region. What words stand out to you in those verses? The ones that jump out to me first are, "He had compassion on her." Jesus knew her story without a word being spoken. Jesus saw her fear, her broken heart, and even her questioning why. He had compassion. This no-named widow in the funeral procession to bury her son, in her lowest moment, Jesus saw her. He felt her pain. He tells her not to cry, which I think is so interesting because even Jesus wept at the death of his friend Lazarus. Still, in this moment, he knew he was about to turn her sorrow into joy. What was stolen in death is about to be returned to life. Jesus tells her son to arise. He does. People freak out, and Jesus presents the boy to his mother. I don't know how that played out, but when I picture it in my mind, I see this woman who in one moment had lost everything, was given new hope. Remember all those people standing around witnessing this at the city gate? They had a story to tell about a man who raised a boy to life. The word of what took place that day spread like wildfire all throughout the region. Messiah has come. Did she ever imagine that morning she woke up to bury her son, that anything good would come of that day? No. But then again, she had never encountered Jesus. That's what he does. That's the truth. Even when we face what may seem to be a grim future, trust Jesus with it. He is our hope for tomorrow, no matter what today may bring. I'm Lori Klein.